This is Keep It Juicy, episode 43. Hello, and welcome to Keep It Juicy, a weekly podcast that features experts on living a juicy life. What's a juicy life? It's a lifestyle for those who have put in a few miles and are ready to turn off-road, who are still learning and excited, who are fearless, or who are scared but dare anyway. Juicies are grown-ups, so some of our language may not be appropriate for children. Juicies are bold, passionate, and ready to squeeze every drop of juice out of life. I'm your host, Helen Mitternight. Are you ready? Let's keep it juicy. Hi, it's Helen Mitternight. So, how would you define bravery? Does it have to be superhero bravery, or can simply courageous things suffice? So I talk about what I think bravery is on our Stilettos mini episode of the podcast, Bravery, today on Keep It Juicy. A few weeks ago, I posed for a publication that I write for, and I did it with no makeup. The magazine, Skirt, is one I write for regularly, and this was their Age is Not an Issue issue. So I trusted them when they asked me to pose with no makeup. I even talked a friend into doing it with me. Afterward, I heard a lot of how brave comments, like I was really brave for doing this. My friend and I were on the older end of the photo shoot spectrum, and the youngest was a reality TV star who's done some modeling, and then the ones in between, well, they could all be models if they aren't already. They were gorgeous. So maybe the comments were because I was an old broad without apology and without blush. And as though I'd show not just my makeup-free face, but some more intimate part of myself. Well, that was not comfortable. Not the photo shoot itself, although the photographer was lovely and won my trust. And not the notion that my face was so shockingly bare that people thought I was brave to show the world what I really look like. So, not comfortable, but it wasn't brave. Here's what's brave. The woman who survived a childhood as a Rwandan refugee and grew up to write the beautiful book, The Girl Who Smiled Beads. If you haven't read it yet, by the way, I highly recommend it. I thought I understood what it must be like to be a refugee, but I had no idea. Not just the dehumanization of the whole refugee process. Like one example that just really struck me was the girl kept repeating her name so she wouldn't forget it in a place where she was just one more needy human and people weren't individuals. But the other thing that I was sort of struck by in the book was the triggering done by well-meaning Americans who wanted the girl to repeat her stories as though she was some kind of a performing pet and as though her stories were ours to demand. So that's brave. And brave is anyone who's kicked cancer's ass and anyone whose ass has been kicked by cancer. I have friends who have stood triumphant and cancer-free after going through hell. And I have stood at my mother's deathbed when cancer won, but my mom held on to the decision of when. Brave is anyone who deals with depression or mental illness and is still here and still fighting. You know, the headlines are full of the ones who checked out, and I have no place to say that they weren't brave while they fought. But the ones who are still here, they blow me away with their determination to just get out of bed every day. Who else? People who have been kicked in the teeth by love, but still believe that true love is out there. They're brave. Giving your heart away and showing your vulnerable, emotional underbelly is so hard. Love is a leap of faith, even if you have had good experiences. But if you've had someone who didn't treat your heart like the precious gift it is, boy, that's brutal. And if you somehow come back from that to trust again, that's bravery. People who've been bullied or abused, who figure out a way to make that violence stop before it gets its oily fingers on the next generation, those people are brave. When the only tools your parents or guardians have given you to deal with stress or anger are the tools of violence, and you figure out a way to take yourself in hand before you lift a finger against someone, that's brave and pretty darned amazing. And if you stand up to a bully or an abuser, whether you're the one being abused or whether you just see it happening, that's brave. It's a whole lot easier to tell yourself that the violent person could turn on you. Walking away is easier. Standing firm without escalating, that's brave. It's brave to take the time to talk with a homeless person, especially if you stop long enough to make eye contact. You know, I remember reading a book, forever ago, by Jonathan Kozol. It was called Rachel and Her Children. And the book quotes a homeless man as saying that the worst thing about being homeless wasn't the cold or the hunger. It was the feeling of being invisible. When you spend your days with no one meeting your eyes, you start to question whether you're there at all. I never forgot it. Some homeless guys smell and some are batshit crazy, and I worry that they'll take my smile the wrong way and start to follow me. But I always look them in the eye and say hello. People who figure out what it is that scares the hell out of them could be jumping out of an airplane, could be public speaking. And then they go ahead and they do it. They're brave. They ignore the shaking knees, the nausea of terror, and they do it. And then they triumph. Anyone who has the grace to speak honestly but kindly is brave. Only one doesn't work. Lots of people bulldoze all over other people with that phrase, well, to be honest. And lots will lie and say, no, that doesn't make you look fat. I know lots of people who do one of those, but few who can do both at the same time. Honesty delivered with love. It can pack a punch, but it's never a knockout. And it takes courage to deliver. So all of those things are brave, but showing my face without makeup, that's not brave. I mean, I may look more tired than normal in that photo or older, but it's not a brave face. So I'm curious, what does brave mean to you? Let me know. If you want to read more about some of the books I mentioned in my podcast, check out the Stilettos resource page on my website, keepitjuicy.com. There's also a button there to subscribe to my blog, Stilettos Not Required, which is where I write my most personal thoughts. Next week, we're going to be talking shoes, and not just any old shoes, but the high style and high comfort shoes of Taryn Rose. You can keep up with us on Facebook at Keep It Juicy Com and on Twitter at Keep It Juicy Com, or go to my website and sign up for the newsletter. And it really helps if you go on iTunes and leave a review. Meanwhile, go out there and keep it juicy.